Well, President Trump is readying paperwork required to pardon a number of U.S. service members that are facing charges of committing war crimes. The New York Times reporting that one case the Trump administration is looking at involves Navy SEAL and Special Operations Chief Edgar Gallagher, who is facing charges of shooting unarmed civilians in Iraq. President Trump earlier this month pardoned a former Army First Lieutenant who was convicted of killing a man he was interrogating in Iraq. Critics of the pardon say this could compromise the legitimacy of military law. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Jeff McCausland, military affairs and national security consultant for CBS News. Thanks for joining us today, Jeff.
Hey, Scott. It's great to be with you.
Tell me the rationale here for the president. Is the intent here political at all, do you think?
Well, I think this is totally unprecedented, quite frankly, Scott. There's no doubt the president had the legal power to do this, but to consider pardoning these guys who have been accused of military war crimes or, in fact, convicted as a group really is contrary to anything I've seen. Certainly, Mr. Trump has exercised the pardon for people that seem to favor him politically. One only needs to think about Joe Arpaio, right, the Arizona sheriff that he pardoned. But the impetus does appear to be political, that all these cases have been endorsed by either conservative lawmakers, the media, and certainly on Fox News, that these guys were doing their job. But, you know, I have to say, I'm a combat veteran as well, commanded the battalion in combat. And as a veteran, I find this offensive to all those who served in combat, did so honorably in conditions that were bad or worse than these people did.
Yeah, and these folks, for the most part, have been convicted of these war crimes?
Well, convicted or accused. I mean, all cases are complex, and each one has to be examined carefully. But the one thread of continuity is, it would seem to me, what the actions these people did were contrary to good order and discipline and the values we try to instill in every person when they join the military. I mean, you mentioned Gallagher, for example, who has only been accused and going to trial. But it's interesting to note that he's accused of stabbing a defenseless captive teenager, picking off a school-aged girl and an old man from a sniper's nest, and routinely, indiscriminately spraying neighborhoods in Iraq with rocket and machine gun fire. The reason this case occurred is because seven members of his platoon who had observed him doing this routinely finally complained to their commander and insisted that an investigation be conducted. So one has to wonder, if the president pardons him, what message is he sending those other seven guys who thought this was contrary to good order and discipline and brought it to the command's attention?
Yeah, I was going to ask you what message this sends to the nation and to the world, but also, where did he get these names? I mean, who is advising him on who to pardon?
Well, I think he's getting it, frankly, from the news. I mean, in one case, he quotes almost word for word a broadcast by Fox News shortly before he put it out on a Twitter feed. So I think he's just getting it from the news, getting it from the contacts he has in the social media world, and also getting it from certain very conservative members of his own party.
Well, what kind of message does this send to military personnel and contractors? We know that we've got a lot of contract personnels in these theaters of combat.
Well, contract personnel are different, of course. They're not under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, but this is contrary to the values, as I said, we try to instill in everybody who joins the military. I think it erodes the legitimacy of military law, good order and discipline, and sends the wrong message to every person now serving in a combat theater or bound for there. You know, we take this very seriously, and each person before they deploy is briefed very clearly on their responsibilities, military code of conduct, and the Geneva Convention.
All right, we'll keep an eye on this. Dr. Jeff McCausland, military affairs and national security consultant for CBS News. Thanks again for taking the time, Jeff.
Thanks, Scott.